WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Remember those compilations of hit singles that used to be sold on late-night television by companies like KTEL? Our rock critic Ken Tucker has noticed that what used to be considered the bargain basement of the pop world has become a product that now zooms to the top of the charts. Here's his review of a collection of current hit singles called Now That's What I Call Music.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas, leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
Recently, a collection of the Beatles' number one hit singles, a collection called With Numbing Unimaginativeness, One, debuted at, what else, number one on the Billboard pop chart. The number two debut album that week was a collection called Now That's What I Call Music, Five, a gathering of some teen-oriented hit singles, and the fifth such collection to become an instant hit. The CD includes music from acts as various as the Backstreet Boys, John Bon Jovi, and Janet Jackson, who, by the way, when I wasn't looking, dropped her last name and just goes by the name Janet now. Who does she think she is? Cher? And why does becoming Cher suddenly seem like a sensible goal for a floundering singer like Janet? Why are these devilishly eclectic anthologies so popular right now? I think it's because they fulfill an old pop culture need that rock radio stations no longer provide the current generation of teens. They're the CD version of Top 40 Radio. You may remember Top 40. It was the place where, in any given half hour, you could hear The Temptations, followed by The Rolling Stones, followed by The Carpenters. This was the time before the era of advertising demographics, slicing and dicing the audience into stations that specialized in only one kind of music: hard rock, alternative, urban, MOR. It's obvious to me that kids still crave that kind of variety, and they get it on these collections.
I close my eyes when it gets too sad. I think thoughts that I know are bad. Close my eyes and I count to ten. Hope it's over when I open them. I want the things that I had before, like a Star Wars poster on my bedroom door. I wish I could count to ten, make everything be wonderful again. Hold my mom and I hold my dad. We'll figure out why they get so mad. Hear them scream, I hear them fight. They say bad words and make me wanna cry. Close my eyes when I go to bed at night. Dream of angels who make me smile. I feel better when I hear them say everything will be wonderful someday.
That's Everclear, a white rock band whose average member is probably twice as old as Britney Spears, who is also represented here. To me, there's a lot of good, catchy songs on this collection, with one terrific piece of music by the rapper called Mystical. The song here is an edited, cleaned-up version of a more profane lyric, but that doesn't stop it from being the best James Brown ripoff I've heard in a long time.
Make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping. This is what I'm picking, what I'm flipping. Cause this just what I do. I'm left for vessing and I'm out there crescent ass. There's a full grown German shepherd. You better keep stepping. They don't mess with me and they don't. Y'all can't catch me and they won't. Pay your fare, fix your hair, throw that. My Prada for my Bunabas and Donna for my Babuts. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Bringing here, I'm not gonna like it, do something to me. Hope this indecent proposal make it do something with me. Forget a dollar, girl, pick up 50. Forget that coward, girl, you need a real feeling. Off top, the knickerbockers hurting me.
That's a great rhythm wedded to a great vocal. Mystical offers young listeners the very definition of what their elders call the grain of the voice. Now that's what I call music.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Coming up, what to do with tons of garbage a day. This is Fresh Air.